Well, good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
Hi, and this is John. Welcome.
We're delighted to have everyone here with us in this gathering to interface with the archangels. I think we're going to be delighted by our archangel friend this evening. She has come to me and told me she very rarely comes to interface with you. Her name is Ariel. So I'm delighted to be the vehicle for her to talk to you this evening. So that said...
Excellent. Well, you know, as always, we will start with a channeling from Joan, and we'll get a real thrill tonight to get a chance to listen to Ariel. Now, the archangels have requested that questions only be about this evening's topic and be short and concise so that everyone has a chance to ask a question. Now, when you make the question about tonight's topic, our friends can expand the teaching for all of us. Let's all take a deep breath. Let's see what Ariel has to say this evening.
Greetings. It is I, Ariel. I have come to be with you this evening to talk to you about a few things that I am very dedicated to overseeing and providing light energy for. As some of you might know, many have translated my name to mean the Lioness of God. And this is, to some regards, true. For as you all know, in these times of change, it takes great courage, tenacity, and sometimes fierceness to hold that center of light within you and to transmit it in your daily life so that you make a difference in the world. As an archangel, my specific duties are to oversee all planetary systems in the physical world, Earth being one of my very favorite. It is such a most beautiful planet, and I have thoroughly enjoyed overseeing the elemental kingdom, the fairies, the gnomes in particular. I am also very dedicated to helping humanity come back into their original functioning as Christed beings. And to this goal, if you will, I am often assisted by Archangel Raphael, who brings forth great healing energy, as well as that element of love. So between the two of us, we are very dedicated to the resurrection of planet Earth into its original Christed state, as a Christed planet in form. As you know, much healing has taken place already within each one of you, within your mental, emotional bodies, healing that fragmentation that was there, healing all of the hurts and woundings that have occurred by being in such a separated state of third dimension. So it is in the healing and in that element of love that you are brought up into a much grander state of being. I too, as each one of you dearly love the earth and its beauty. And through our interface with each other in love, and through the interface that many of you have accomplished with the elemental kingdom, we will succeed in a very short period of time to raise this planet and to raise every individual embodied on this planet, Earth, into that Christed functioning. It takes tenacity and courage to do this on a daily basis, to hold your center, your state of being, your state of consciousness, to stay focused even amongst distractions and reactions that are evoked from that fallen consciousness of many in the collective consciousness of Earth. You are seeing such varied examples of consciousness playing out. And many of you wonder how we are ever going to raise some of these individuals into a different state of consciousness. But we archangels are here to tell you that even though you, as the way showers and the holders of that undifferentiated light of Source, are making a vast difference, you are making a significant difference in the collective consciousness of humanity as you hold that awareness within yourself and you navigate your daily life in that constant vigilance and awareness of yourself as a Christed being. Seeing the overall picture of what is transpiring rather than reverting back to an old template of fear and survival. I encourage you, beloveds, to continue to hold that template of undifferentiated love and light. Hold the fifth dimensional template of unity consciousness and love. For this is the new paradigm that you are holding within you. The energetics of that fifth dimension becomes very available in the collective consciousness because of you, because of that fifth dimensional consciousness that you all hold. Yes, sometimes you are triggered. And sometimes you forget momentarily who you are. But it's only a momentary lapse, which is to be expected because the body still has not completely transformed into that fifth dimensional vehicle that is much lighter in nature and unified in every part of it as it functions in that fifth dimension. So you are still having to contend not so much with a third dimensional body, but you are having to contend with a consciousness that is still being played out in your world. Your body, whether you realize it or not, has made significant shifts in the way in which it functions. You have brought unity into its function through changes in the neurology, in the physiology, as well as in the psychology. These things are important for you to recognize and to notice that those changes have taken place and are significant. Your thoughts that are thought are entirely different than the way you thought several years back of your time. So your psychology has shifted, has changed, has been healed. Some of that fragmentation in the emotional body has been healed through your due diligence. So many of you are quite capable in walking in those higher states of the emotions that hold peace, harmony, joy, not just happiness, because that seems to be fleeting, but that joy never leaves. And as I have spoken of the psychology of the body, it affects the mental body to an extensive degree. You have let go of old patterning. You have let go with some of the lineage programs. So you have changed and altered not only yourself, but you have changed many of the lineages that brought forth this programming from 6-7 generations previous, and are affecting the new children being born into those lineages that allows them to come in their purity as a fifth dimensional being and hold on to that, not be influenced by denser dimensional realities as you were. When you came into this life, beloveds, you came in great purity at a soul level. But much of that was disturbed by some of this genetic lineage pattern of the body and the programming. It was disturbed when you went to school through peer pressure, through teachers who didn't intentionally cause you harm, but only did what they knew how to do. So I am discussing this with you now to give you confidence. And even though many become very weary, that weariness is lessening. The weariness of spirit is lessening. And you can say, yes, I can do this. I have the tenacity and the courage to continue this journey and make a significant difference, because you do. Now, sometimes many of you feel the weariness in the body. Don't be concerned. Listen to your beautiful body and rest when it's appropriate. Get plenty of sleep and rest. Do things that make you joyful. Activities. Interactions with friends that you love being with. Limit your interaction with those individuals that cause you stress and upheaval and choose wisely. This is important because the body is still undergoing a great change to bring a better functioning and a coherent functioning within it so that you can maintain that health and well-being that has been so elusive in years past. So I encourage you to continue. Know that I am with you. Know that Archangel Raphael is with you. Archangel Michael has presented you with this beautiful shield of light that has courage and tenacity and love embedded in it. All of the archangels have gathered continuously to support you, to love you, and to help you maintain a level of consciousness that supports further development of your Christ consciousness. Now, with all of that said, beloveds, I would so enjoy having a conversation with you at this time. So please, I invite you to speak with me. I invite you to ask any questions that might be on your mind. And I ask you to just make comments. It is not very often I get the opportunity to interface and to interact with humanity in such a direct way. And I'm very excited to be doing so this evening.
Well, thank you so much. That was truly motivational comments, and I personally appreciate it, and I'm sure everybody on the call this evening does as well. So I'm going to ask a couple of questions here that were sent in to us for people who can't be able to be on with us live. So first one's a little long, so hang with me here. This person writes, I have experienced decades of Shakti, or constant energy pressure, in my brain core. Recently in meditations, this localized sensation has been opening out like a flower with physical and visual experiences. Sometimes I feel much larger than my body, though I often feel quite drunk from it. I assume it to all be good. My question is, do I need to understand it? What is it? Should I attempt to direct it or do particular exercises in order to focus on it, or just simply allow it to happen? I know it's a long question, but I'm sure they would appreciate it.
It's a very important question.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as I have said in my message earlier, there is great change in the body, in the neurology of the body, the brain in particular. The brain is being influenced by electrical charges that are emanating from not just your higher mind, but your Christed mind, the mind of Source, that are charging the neurons in the brain and altering the function of the brain so that it can hold these more refined frequencies of light, the communication that is becoming available from all realms of creation. You are beginning to develop not just clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance, but many other functions within the brain itself that have not been available. The only thing you need to understand here is that these changes are taking place. They're nothing to be afraid of. But they are opening the function of the brain. But they are also opening the function of some very important parts of the brain. the lobes of the brain are being opened and energized by these electrical charges so that you begin to understand yourself a little better from that Christed template. You are able to utilize some of these functions of the lobes of the brain, the memory of yourself as that perfected soul spirit before you entered the body. That memory of your mastery is being affected by the functioning of the lobes of the brain, your ability to have clairaudience, to hear messages, to see, to have visions, to see things you had not seen before. All of this relates to the functioning of the lobes of the brain. You spoke of the flowering. Yes, dear one, the great flowering of the mind. Not just the higher mind or the mind that functions in the body, but that mind that relates to the mind of Source. That's the flowering. So that every thought that is thought comes from that Christed mind. So there is no need to direct any of those energies, any of those light frequencies. It is all happening. If you are experiencing what you are experiencing, if you are seeing that flowering, if you are feeling the effects of what is happening to you, there is nothing that you need do other than to allow it and enjoy it and be very aware of what those opening in the lobes of the brain, the opening of the pineal, the full functioning of that pineal and the pituitary, the medulla oblongata. When you begin to see that open and it begins to function, your life is changing dramatically. And the consciousness is being affected greatly. So just rest in this great event of the change and alteration of that body into a less dense vehicle, into a vehicle of light, so it better represents who you are. Thank you for your question.
Thank you for your answer. Our second person has written in, and first of all, she thanks you for being here this evening and helping. She's inquiring about a concept that she searched several times, that it would take the square root of 1% of the Earth's population, which is about 8,400 people, in coherent thought together to affect the change throughout humanity. Is this true or false? And if so, what is this coherent state, and can we achieve this with the current state of consciousness at the present time?
This is very true. And it will affect the state of consciousness of humanity. It will create that critical mass. The issue at hand in this very moment in time is that the coherency within the collective consciousness of those devoted souls, of which each one of you are a part, wavers. You are not yet able to hold it stably, coherently, for great lengths of time. So you have, in your waking state, variations in that state, that collective consciousness, the critical mass that is required to be continually operating in that coherency. So it ebbs and flows to the degree in which it is held. Sometimes for certain periods throughout your 24-hour period, it's not just one 24-hour period. It is every single moment that that has to operate in that type of stable coherency. So, yes, humanity isn't quite yet there, but you are very close. So just having that awareness that you are part of this collective consciousness, even though it seems like a very small number, it is. In the scheme of all of humanity embodied on a planet, Earth, and how that varies every day by those leaving and those coming, these new children coming in come in at a whole different frequency range and will be a significant help to each one of you who is part of the holding of this coherent energy. So it won't be an extensive length of time that you have experienced, like hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands of years that have transpired trying to raise this planet to its original state. You are making significant strides. Well done, beloveds. Continue. Don't be concerned about will it happen tomorrow, next year, in 5 years. It will happen. Just be confident and do what you came here to do. Hold those energies, those refined energies that you are capable of holding to the best of your ability. Will you slip now and again? Absolutely. Don't judge yourself. Please. Do not be hard on yourself, because this then limits you and it takes the energies out of that refined frequency ranges that have to be held and maintained very coherently and stably. So continue. You are doing a fantastic job. We are amazed at what you have accomplished in just the last 5 years of your time. This is what you have to focus on, what you have done, and what you will continue to do.
Thank you. This is another question that really comes right off this last question, but it basically asks, and I'll paraphrase it because it's very long, because of all the people on Earth who are not currently in line, will a large group of these people have to be taken off and put on another planet so they don't disrupt the, let's say, the forward advances that we've made?
That decision has not been made yet, because the loving presence of your source always gives unlimited opportunity. And knowing that you make a significant difference to plant the seeds in the collective consciousness of love and unity is significant enough to allow this to continue for a while longer. How long, I cannot give you that exact time, but there will be a time when the numbers have been reached for this collective consciousness, and those who are still dedicated to navigating in third dimension will have another opportunity, but not on the earth plane, because it is too disruptive for what has been accomplished at that time when the critical mass takes hold if they are unwilling to come into that flow, that massive flow of that critical mass, then yes, they will no longer be able to disrupt the return of Christ consciousness to this planet. It would be too detrimental to the critical mass and to humanity in general. How that will be accomplished, when, I cannot say.
Thank you very much. I know that was a tough question. Final question from the folks that have sent questions in. This person asks, even though I've been working hard every day for years on end to heal all aspects of my being, I still have a number of ailments in my body that are way out of order. So my question is, will there still be sickness in fifth dimension? Thank you.
Sickness cannot be, the energetics of sickness, illness of the body, cannot coexist with the energetic template of unity and love. These are not two separate energies. They operate as a unit, thus unity consciousness. And in the presence of unity and love, illness cannot exist. Now, that said, until every human on the planet operates in fifth dimension, there is still fragmentation in the consciousness, number one. Number two, there is still a non-coherency in those experiencing illness in the mental-emotional body because of the stress brought to bear by the thoughts that are consistently thought and the feelings that are consistently felt, whether they are conscious or unconscious. It's important that you make these things conscious by paying attention. Now, that said, here is the most significant thing about this that you need to hear for your own healing. Do not judge yourself harshly. This is the most detrimental and unloving act that you could ever, ever have for the health and well-being of your body. To love yourself above all, even in your frailties, and even in your failings, to love what Source has created in you, the perfection of your soul that has been unable to fully exhibit itself because of the limitations of a dense body. Love yourself. This is the most important thing that you can do to help bring the coherency into your body. Call on Raphael, not just for healing, beloveds, but your access to that love. Bathe yourself in the green coating, that emerald green coating that Raphael brings to all humanity often.
Thank you very much. That was a really super answer, and I'm sure it helped everybody. So now let's go to the wonderful group of folks that we have out here this evening and see if we can get some of them to ask some questions. Here we go. You're on with Raphael.
Hello. I have a question about what part the animals are playing in our lives, particularly those who are living in our homes with us.
Your pets. serve such a very valuable role to you in the physical world. First of all, they exhibit to you each and every day unconditional love. They are always delighted to see you. They love you no matter what. That's number one. They support you and they nurture you. They help you to find joy. And as you care for them and love them, they return that in kind. When you are sad, many will come sit in your lap or put their head on your knee as if to say, "It's okay, I'm here." And many of you have experienced that. So it is in that bringing into the fullness of your life, that nurturing, that many of you are lacking.
Okay, you're next up.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
It's Yulia. Thank you very much to be for us. I know we're a creator, and the space and time are moving from us, and gravitation pull whatever we need it. I can choose whatever I want, right? And I'm choosing right now the beauty, the light. And
wonderful.
It does not happen. The world cracking around me.
The world is cracking around you? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yes. The world is changing. And so therefore, you have to make changes in who you choose to interact with, what type of environment that you choose to place yourself in. If you live in an environment that is constantly in upheaval, it takes a great toll on you. So start there. Even though it seems to be crumbling, it's just showing you that these things are not good for you. These things do not support who you are. You are not the same as you were a while back. You have changed. So you have to seek out an environment that supports that. So the cracking and the crumbling is just showing you that. You
see? I do my best. Yeah,
I know,
thank you.
I know that you will. And it starts with loving yourself enough to make the changes in your relationships, stand your ground, voice what is needed, voice what is not, no longer acceptable to you, and that takes a lot of courage. So you should put on Archangel Michael's shield every single morning upon arising so that you have that courage to say what needs to be said, and to make the changes in your relationships that need to be made.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
You're up next.
Hi, Ariel. I'm the talking about the animals. I happened today to be coming down the street, and there was a horse loose in my neighborhood, and the horse is kind of thin, and I drove up into their yard, which was a huge hilly thing to get up, and it had been washed out, and there was a dog that had been hit by a car that couldn't walk very well, and I took the guy down with some feed to get his horse back. And my question is about, what about the animals? Clearly these animals are not being taken care of. Do I bring them a roll of hay, or offer to take the dog to the vet, or just let them play out the way they're supposed to play out?
No, you are required to interfere. If you cannot educate the ignorance of the individuals who was put there to take care of these animals, if they are not willing to accept their duty, then you must contact an organization that is particularly formed to intervene. That way you are not personally involved. If you supply feed veterinary assistance, even though your heart goes out to these beautiful beings, you continually then allow that person not to accept his responsibility as a caretaker. So report to the organization that will take steps to intervene and remove these beloved animals from his care.
Thank you. I appreciate the guidance.
You're welcome.
You're on with Ariel.
Hey, I want to say that I'm so glad to be here tonight when Ariel is here, and to thank you for being here. And I'd like to ask if you can say more about the elementals, about their role or how we might work with them.
Yes. Many of you know that the elemental kingdom is very simple. It's a very simple kingdom. It was created to support the physical world of Earth and to interface with humanity, because the humans are the Christed creators on the planet. The elemental kingdom is overseen by we archangels. At the fall, these dear beings, the elements, fell also in their ability to communicate with we archangels and communicate with humanity, with humans, because humans were unable, because of the separation, to communicate with them. And there was much distrust on both sides, both human and the elements, the elementals. That is beginning to change. When the Christed Matrix was returned in 2011 and placed within the Earth, it was not fully activated, but it was placed there to create an interface between humans and the elementals. Humans also had that matrix within their heart. And so it is in this unification that has been transpiring for the last 5 years between humans and the elemental kingdom. The humans' duty as Christed beings exhibit what is needed in the elemental kingdom for them to create from that Christed template. So it is the humans, through their thoughts, their emotions, number one, that affects that change, their ability to hold that love element within their heart and transmit it, their ability to hold that unity consciousness within their mind. So it is in that interface, that conscious interface between the elementals and the humans, where a bigger trust between the two begins to develop. So it's in that conscious awareness, as you sit in your quiet time, if you are outdoors and you are loving what you are seeing and the beauty and the colors, the smells, the plants, the animals, all of it, communicate with the elementals. Say thank you. You did a great job. And we ask that you join with us in this love of Source to create more unity between the two realms, so that we both together can create in ways that are coherent, but in ways that allow all of the Earth to operate with great ease and grace, fully in that element of love. Does that answer your question?
That does, very much. Thank you.
You are most welcome.
You're on.
Blessings, Ariel.
Blessings.
I just have two questions. Can you expand on clairsentient and exactly what that means?
It means when you are clairsentient, it means that you have a knowing within you of the emotional frequencies being emitted into the environment by individuals and by a collective consciousness. Now, many misunderstand this ability and misperceive just because they know what is being put out into the environment by an individual or a group of individuals, that somehow places the responsibility on them to change it. Or they perceive that there is something the matter with them, that perhaps that feeling belongs to them. This is where discernment is very, very important, to not take on those negative emotions that do not belong to you, nor to take on the responsibility to fix it. Your only responsibility here is to hold the coherency within yourself of love, to see the bigger picture, to see why these individuals are emitting these negative energies. Can be a whole array of reasons, but that's irrelevant. It is up to them to shift and change. When you can hold the coherency within your field that only is based in that undifferentiated love and light, that unity and love, hold it regardless in that coherency of what is being emitted in the environment. And that is your only responsibility. It does two things. It begins to transmit that love energy into the environment. And number two, it is a protective element for you to hold that love of you very coherently, so it is not disturbed by the interference of these negative energies. Does that answer your question?
Oh, perfectly. Thank you so very much.
You are very welcome.
And
you had another question?
Yes, I needed to know what four stones would be appropriate for maintaining and increasing or helping to grow your consciousness and connect. And I believe there's four stones, and I just don't No, exactly. I need confirmation on what four stones.
That helps to grow your consciousness?
Well, maintain the light, increase the light. As you had said that we are, at this time, we can't hold the light because of our bodies, our third-dimensional bodies.
Yes.
And so what stones would help you maintain that light longer?
Understand that the responsibility of holding that coherency, as limited as some of you have that ability, yet many of you have great abilities in that regard. Stones, gems, these types of things are of the earth, as you know, and they emanate certain frequency ranges bandwidths,
mm-hmm.
color codes. So it varies. So when you choose stones that you are drawn to, this is your guide right there. When you're drawn to certain colors, certain gems, certain stones, they are the ones that help you maintain that frequency band that may not yet be coherently stabilized in your field. So there are a number, not just 1, 2, 3, 4. There are a number. They are as varied as the mineral kingdom itself.
Mm-hmm.
And they are designed to help the individual as well as the collective. So crystals, amethyst, rose quartz, these are very common minerals that are available all over the earth and have significant emanations of frequencies to help you maintain that coherence within you from that more refined level of the emanations. Topaz, citrine, the yellow, beautiful yellow, emerald, the green, as I have said, Raphael emanates great frequencies through emerald, or the green stones of many types of minerals. So don't get stuck in, I have to have 4 specific stones. Just know that intuitively, when you allow your intuition, you will gravitate or feel the need to hold or have certain minerals. And that's what is needed at that time. And then as you integrate that into your field and your ability to hold that coherency, then you will be drawn to another stone or another mineral of some sort. So it is just in allowing yourself to access the variations in the mineral kingdom, in the earth's kingdom, that this is what creates a greater interface with the elements. You see?
Yes. Yeah. So the
don't
the
get into the linear rationality of it. Get into the frequencies and the emanations of those frequencies that those minerals emanate.
Mm-hmm. So the mineral kingdom didn't fall, or did it fall, and is it going through the same issues that we are going through?
To some extent, all of the elements fell, as did humanity. But because of the compressions that occur within the core of the earth, the minerals, to a great extent, were able to maintain a coherency that some of the other elements and humanity could not hold because of the compression that held its more of its integrity.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect sense. Thank you so very much. We love you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for your question.
You're next with Ariel.
Hello, Ariel. Hi, Patricia. So happy to talk to you. Thank you.
I am delighted to speak with you.
My question is, I feel like I do work, energy work, and I feel that I have like a certain capacity to bring in really helpful healing energy.
Yeah.
And I, for the last, most of this year, I know I've been going through so much clearing myself. It seems like my clients have just disappeared. And at this point, I feel much clearer than I ever have. And I was wondering if you could advise me as to why I'm not attracting people that can benefit from the energy?
This time, beloved, is for you, has been for a little while now, to allow you that time for the clearing for yourself, so that you would have the coherency within you. You would develop a state of consciousness that when you were ministering, busy ministering to someone else, you didn't pay attention to you. And now this was your time. Great gifts have been developed from this quiet time of clearing. Great abilities are surfacing, but you are not quite finished. Not necessarily with the clearing part. There's just minor things there that have to be paid attention to. More in creating that coherence within yourself and that element of love for you, so that you can be discerning when it is appropriate to be of service and when it is necessary for you to withdraw and nurture yourself. For when you give too much of yourself from your own energy field, you limit yourself. So you have to yet to learn this. So you will begin by the first of 2016 to draw to you very slowly those who can benefit from the gifts that you possess. But when you do, keep in mind to take specific time every single day as you give your service for you to rest, to energetically revitalize yourself, and to not allow anyone to draw from you personally, to only draw from the well of unlimited resources of Source, from the light and the love that is available to all. So it is in learning that balance. And as your clientele slowly comes back in force, it will be gradual, so that you can tend to yourself and be very aware of the importance of the nurturing of you.
Oh, gosh, that was so loving, and thank you so much. Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you.
You are so welcome, beloved. You have much to share.
You're on with Ariel.
Greetings, Ariel.
Greetings.
So good to hear you. I want to ask about, for many years I was doing a meditation you brought through another channel. It's called the Heart Unification, unifying the chakras and the energy fields, and understand at the fall that the three lower chakras have been fractured and fragmented. And recently I've been working with another Jim Self and reconfiguring these. How do you see this coming together for humanity, or however you wish to speak about it, in terms of the three lower chakras coming back online and the unifying the physical, emotional, mental, etheric bodies?
It is of prime importance in order to regain full Christ consciousness.
Yes.
The first four chakras that you are well aware of relate to you as an individual human in a body. When there is fragmentation there in the first, second, third, and fourth, the beginning levels of the fourth chakra around self-love, then those chakras don't function coherently. One chakra is dependent on another for its functioning. So if there is not coherence in the first chakra, there is limited energy available in that second chakra to create and manifest, and so on, in the third chakra, to be self-empowered, not power over, but self-empowered. And in that fourth chakra, the most important of all is that self-love. If there is not coherence within the energies of those first four chakras, your mental, emotional body is very distressed and fragmented. And so, therefore, your life experience will be from that fragmentation. So this is the most important and significant teaching that is necessary in your world now. You cannot interface with the upper chakras of the seven chakra system until those lower chakras come into an alignment, because there is such limitation in the energies that are available, let alone the opening of the seven chakras above the body that relate to the realms of source. So you see that it is your foundation. The energies in those first few chakras are your foundation to create the unified field and to create the interface throughout your 14 chakra system. It then makes significant alterations in the coherency within your mental emotional body. So did that answer your question?
Yes, I understand that. I was talking about different systems. I've been working with different systems. So is it just my intention or stay with one? Or
stay
like
with
I said,
one.
For a long time I worked with your heart unification, and then I started working with this other system with Jim Self.
The significant thing here is there are similarities and there are differences in the way in which certain systems are utilized. The end result is this unification. But if you are constantly wavering from one to another, picking and choosing what feels comfortable, it does not serve you. Pick one that you relate to and stick with it until it is finished, so that that coherence is developed, which requires courage and tenacity. Because sometimes you will be required to look at things you do not want to look at, such as genetic lineage patterns, emotional patterns and preferences, thought systems that are sometimes very painful. But if you are jumping around, then you do not take your seat and use the tenacity and the courage to alter those patterns so that you have the coherency that you desire. Do you see that?
Yes. I mean, I had used one, and then I'm now on another one, and I was just, I just wasn't sure, like, I'll just keep staying now with this other one until I feel complete with it.
Yeah.
I'm sort of like wondering why I wasn't fit in feel complete with the heart unification. It felt very good, and I worked very tenaciously on that, but perhaps the energies changed or I changed and needed another system.
You changed and you needed a system
that
would help you navigate through these anomalies regardless of the difficulties. And so your soul guided you to another type of technology that could further escalate your consciousness and your clearing.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. That's very good, because to stay consistent with the technique, because all the anomalies and everything are going all around, and you've got to have something to stay focused with.
That is correct.
Thank you very much, Ariel.
You are so welcome.
One more. You're on with Ariel.
Hi, Archangel Ariel.
Hello.
Hello, this is Mari. A couple of my questions have already been answered quite beautifully. So there was just one thing I was still thinking about, and I just wanted to ask. I heard you say very clearly that even when we are in our failings, it is important to continue to hold that vibration of love for ourselves. And
yes, you are right.
Yes. So when we do things that we want to be upset about with ourselves, is there something that you can tell us that might help us in our efforts to regain our grounding kind of quicker, so that we can just go back to that vibration of love and peace?
Yes.
That, yes, okay.
First of all, you will stay in that state of love if the first response is not to judge yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The first response is, oh, I see this is an opportunity to change.
Ah.
And when you look at it that way, it's not that you did something wrong or that you failed, but it was an opportunity to change something that would give you a better experience in your life. And when you look at it and you think about it from that perspective, you aren't reluctant to make the change because you failed. You head into it full and completely to make the change because you had an opportunity. Do you see the difference in the thinking?
Yes. Yes, I do. It feels better also.
Yes. Quite a difference.
Okay.
And then you create and manifest from that love.
So it's almost just in our awareness, just being aware, just acknowledging you've already shifted it.
Correct, correct.
Yes. Okay.
Or, you know, there's a word that's in your English language, and it's oops.
Okay. Okay.
Use
well, that's
that
very
word often. Oops.
That's very simple.
It's very simple, it's very easy, and it carries with it an energetic for change. Because you recognize that there's an opportunity here.
I see.
So it's in your thinking. This is where we talk about the coherence in the mental emotional body. It's in the thinking, being aware of what you're thinking and what you're feeling makes
right.
all the difference in the world in your ability to hold that coherence.
Yes, I agree. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you answering that.
You are so welcome.
Okay, our last question for Ariel, please.
Hello, Ariel. This is Gail again, and I had asked about the animals. I want to build on the last question, and I'm just sitting here feeling the love and the possibilities and the amazement that I have and that each one of us have. And I suppose my question is really about staying connected. Well, let me back up for a second. There are such beautiful possibilities of this new world we're creating, and I see in my vision the big picture, the beauty, the connectedness of hearts around the planet, and we work with people who work with animals and have significant changes to make in the environment around the planet. So the broader question, I guess, for all of us here is staying in that big picture, staying in that beautiful scenario of the world that we are creating, and of course calling on you and the rest of the archangels and the masters and being with all that is. I guess I'd like for you to comment just a moment as a closing of giving encouragement, stay in that vision.
You know, on your earthly plane, in order to create fully and completely and precisely, it takes vision. So when you have a vision of how you would like your world to be, how you would like your life experience to be, and you hold to that vision, it is like a blueprint for a builder who is building a house. They know exactly where to put the foundation, how to build brick by brick or board by board to create according to that blueprint. So the importance of holding a vision, not of perfection, but of a creative world that emanates a reflection of Christ consciousness. This is a significant thing that humanity can do, is to hold that vision. It really benefits you in creating the coherency within your field that is needed, because that is always in the forefront of your mind. And it is your mind and your thoughts that create, even if they are what you might think insignificant. So I thank you for bringing up this topic about vision, because many just think that by changing their thoughts and their emotions, that magically makes things okay. But you have to have that vision of what a Christed planet looks like, how that would feel, the beauty that you see helps you to create the reality. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you. I'm excited to go forth and do this.
We are excited for all of you to go forth and have that vision. Have that vision. Have that love in their heart always for themselves as the creator, as the visionary. So we encourage you. We are with you to support you in your creation. And we bring to you great light and great love to assist you. Thank you for receiving me this evening, beloveds. I thoroughly enjoyed this interface, and I am grateful for you receiving me today. Blessings.
Blessings. Well, again, we thank Ariel for all those wonderful comments, and it was a real thrill to have her with us this evening. Now, hang with me just another second here. Now, our next month, our Ask the Archangel session will take place on November the 10th, of course, at 8 p.m. Central Time. Just a reminder, Joni and I and Susie Miller are going to put on a seminar in San Diego on October the 31st and November the 1st that we are extremely excited about. The Archangels and Masters have asked us to put this together. The subject is going to be unity consciousness. There will be, according to them, a large amount of energy work that's going to be done, and everybody who is going to attend will see much benefit. So, we would love to see you all in person. It's nice to see you over the internet, but to see you up close and personal would be much better. So check the website. If you have any interest, please sign up. And we would love to see you in San Diego. The more the merrier. Thank you again all for listening this evening. And we wish you a wonderful month. please smile when you can. Blessings. Joan?
Thank you very much for being with us. I'm delighted to be the vehicle for Ariel to speak with you this evening. So you go off and have yourself a blessed evening and a wonderful week. Bye for now.